Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back. Bill Michaels Show continues on. Time now to talk to Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at the Neumel Medical Center, and we got the heads-up plays of the week right around the corner, so stay tuned for that. Eric Brancheck now joining us. How you doing, buddy?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing well. So I asked Paul, I'll ask you, for the Green Bay Packers to get a win, what has to happen?
Well, I did listen to that, so I'm not going to say anything I don't think that he said, but I think what has to happen is, you know, something special, special teams, a couple, you know, a big turnover, pick six, something like that is going to have to happen for them to win. And I think that is it possible? Yeah, I do. But that's one of the things that are going to have to happen. And the other thing is going to be on the offense is to kind of recapture some of the excitement they had last week and the week before of being able to get Davante Adams the ball in some interesting combinations and route combinations and break tendencies on offense and give the 49ers defense some fits based upon what their tendencies were. And we saw some of that last week, and they're going to have to do it again.
Do you think that, and I said to stop the run game is probably, if I had to say protect Aaron Rodgers, is probably equally on my docket as stop the run game. If you force Garoppolo to throw the football, I think you can force him into a mistake or two. I just do. And there's obviously bigger stakes. He's looking across the field at Aaron Rodgers. He played with Tom Brady, so he knows the legendary status that these guys have. He's trying to make a name for himself. If you can stop the run game, force him into a couple of mistakes, I think you can win this game.
I agree. I totally agree. I think I don't know if you necessarily need to take the run game and completely shut it down. I think it just needs to be you know, it can't be very effective. So you know, they can run 21 times for 89 yards and come out the winner on this. But it can't be – what I mean by that is explosive, is that if the safeties and the corners can play at a depth, play cover four like they have been, and continue to just play deep, especially the two safeties, and not have to come, not get in their mind that they're going to come barreling up and help to run, it's going to be okay. Where they get in trouble is, you know, when you get that, oh, crap, I got to run up and cover and help out in the run game, and that's when it goes over the top. And the other thing that I think is interesting is if I think that their run game, to the perimeter at least, can be taken away a little bit. I mean, the way that Kevin King and Jair Alexander tackle, I think that's a huge advantage, and that's a huge asset to have and force them to run inside where all the big guys are. That to me is the one thing that they got to take away, the outside run, because that's what gets the safeties involved. We don't want them involved. We want them to stay back and play pass.
Matt LaFleur, and I talked to Paul Imig about this. I said, look, Matt LaFleur saying all the right things at the podium and just seems like he's as cool gets. Like, this moment has not fazed him. I know at some point, well, we had Brian Billick on a little bit earlier today, and Billick kind of said the same thing. It's, you know, you start to amp up at the end of the week and as you get ready for the game. But he just seems to be steady Eddie. He says, I'm going to go through the game plan. My routine's the same. I just want to make sure we're good to go. I don't want to overthink it. It's almost like, yeah, hey, if I wake up on Sunday, great. You know, it's just he's so calm about this at this point in time.
That's who he's got to be. I mean, he certainly is in line for an Oscar. There's no doubt about that because he's really looking. I agree with you. I listened to his presser here. Yeah, he sounds good. And all that, and let me tell you, there's a little bit to that. You know, the calmness the, you know, quiet, I don't know how to say it, chaos, that you just, you know, inside he's probably just like a tiger, but outside he's just showing, hey, this is the way it is, and that's great for him, and it's great for his team, because they, you know, he's the leader, and they see a guy who's calm and collected, and, you know, it's calming for them, even though inside he may be a tiger, but, you know, on the outside, that appearance is really important for his football team.
Aaron Rodgers, has been a lot of talk about him, but one of the statistics I saw a little bit earlier, if Devontae Adams gets over 60 yards this season, the Packers are 10-0. So for as much as we talk about not throwing to Devontae, it almost becomes incumbent to throw to Devontae. And if he gets over 60 yards, can he be 60 yards and a touchdown and they still win this ball game? Because then that would force Aaron Rodgers to go to other directions? Or do you think you just got to go to Devontae until you just can't go to Devontae anymore?
Well, I think at first you got to go. You got to go at him hard and heavy and make it look like that's going to be the game plan. And hopefully you catch guys sleeping on the backside. Or, you know, the other thing is the tight ends can wake up too. So the part that is interesting for me is that front seven is so aggressive that they can get Devontae Adams the ball in situations that against other teams they may not be able to by running play action and getting those linebackers coming downhill, and then you can hit Devontae Adams on a slant and that thing can go, you know, up to the third level to the safeties there if it's, you know, executed. So to me, I think the big deal about getting into Devontae is to get it going early, and that might open some stuff up to the other receivers later on.
Do you think that this offensive line is prepared for what San Francisco is going to throw at them now that they're healthy?
Well, I don't think anybody's offensive line is prepared for that jungle they're walking into. But I think they can formation stuff. You saw it last week. I mean, here's the thing about it. If you really look at the way that this offense is, I mean, last weekend you saw the 13 offense, the three tight ends, one running back. You saw the tight end lineup in the backfield as well. That stuff is genius because, you know what, now the 49ers got to practice that and they got to look at it. And, you know, all that huge volume of stuff, they got to look at the deep stuff, the way they played the Vikings with the dink and dunk, and the way they played Seattle. Where they formation the defense out of position, I would expect to see a lot of that. You know, double tights, three tights, or, you know, things like that to formation their defensive line further away from the quarterback and give them a chip, like a solid chip, as the play develops. So those guys are just too athletic and too good. Nobody's prepared for it, but I think you can minimize some of the impact by play action pass and by formation.
Eric, always good stuff, man. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll break it all down on Monday.
Oh, gosh, how are you going to sleep till Sunday night, right?
Oh. I said earlier today, look, I'm just savoring the moment. They weren't supposed to be here. I'm enjoying everything that's going on right now.
I got to tell you this, too. Last night, Bill, was the first Thursday night that I missed. I sat there and went, gosh, there's no football game tonight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so it's all coming to an end, but
right.
This is a great spot to be in Wisconsin and Packer fans around the country. This is awesome. I hope everybody's having a great time.
It's fun. It's fun to watch, no doubt. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you Monday. Take care.
There you go. Eric Brandcheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.